for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, December the 29th, 2018. Jerry McGee is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on how to do word studies. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
When I get through doing this, one of my daily things, I say, Lord, I forgive all my forefathers for everything I've just confessed. And I ask you to start with Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow down through my bloodline, washing away any ground Satan's had in my life through the sins I've just confessed and through the sins of my forefathers. I break generational curses, soul tie curses, cultural curses off me and my descendants. And I say this goes no further in the name of Jesus. And then I break soul ties with all my forefathers. And you're already delivered usually before you do that. The minute you repent, you'll start feeling things leave. And you may not feel anything. Okay, go, if you will, to Deuteronomy 28. And circle, if you've got your paper Bible, circle these curses that you think you're under. But I'm going to read the blessings first. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. Now this is the blessing. It shall be if you will diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments and all His statutes which I commanded you today, that the Lord will set you high above the nations of the earth. Do you feel like you're set high above the nations of the earth? Okay. So after you read these curses, you're going to see why you're going through some of the problems you have. It says, now this is the blessing. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God. Lord, I haven't obeyed you in every area. God demands you to obey everything that He tells you, and then He's going to show you some more. Thank God He don't show us everything at once. We couldn't take it. It says, all these blessings will come on you and they'll overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God. Do you feel like blessings are overtaking you? Blessed shall you be in the city and blessed shall you be in the country. So wherever you go, you're blessed. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, the produce of your ground, the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. And that's your stuff. You maybe don't have cattle anymore, but that represents your possessions. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. In other words, you'll have all the food you want to eat. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies, and now this is a promise, if you'll be obedient to the voice of God and His commandments, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated. The Lord's going to do it. Don't count on the sheriff or the constable, and don't count on your arm of the flesh. The Lord's going to do it. But if it's not happening, it's because you're trying to do it yourself. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you, and they're going to come out against you one way, and they're going to flee seven ways when they come against you. The Lord will command the blessings upon your barns and in all that you put your hand to do, and He'll bless you in the land in which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people unto Himself. Now He's going to do it because when you get on, you're the clay, and when you yield to Him and get on the potter's wheel, the potter takes out all the junk from the clay. Is that right?
Right.
The clay doesn't do anything except yield himself to the potter. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself, as He swore to you. Now, if you're trying to fix yourself, it's a picture of a person trying to turn the potter's wheel and trying to be his own potter. If you will keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways, He'll establish you. So all the peoples of the earth, that's ISIS and all the other evil people, so all the peoples of the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they're going to be afraid of you. You don't have to be afraid of them. The Lord will make you abound in prosperity in the offering of your body and in the offering of your beast and in the produce of your ground and in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. In other words, he's going to bless your children. The Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, and give rain to your land in its season to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you know, there's lots of women that are trying to make their husbands the head and he's the tail, and you can't make a tail the head. So if you're a man, you should be head of your house and not be the tail. And God says this for women too, he'll make you the head, not the tail. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail, and you will be above and not underneath. If you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I charge you today to observe these carefully. Do not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or the left, or go after other gods to serve them. Randy gave the definition of another god, and Randy, you know that definition without looking at your notes. It's loving anything more than you love Jesus.
More than God.
Anything you love more than, or anything you're depending on. Maybe you're depending on yourself. You're an idol in your own life. Okay, I'm going to go to a little different place here. Okay, now the curses start. Holy angels carry out the blessings, and demon powers carry out the curses. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says that we're to lay aside the sin that so easily entangles us because of the witnesses. The witnesses are not only Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but they're holy angels and demon powers. God watches over his word to perform it. And the Lord says, bless the Lord, you his angels who watch over his word to perform it. But the minute you step out of his word and get away from his word, then the devil watches over his word to perform it. It says, but it shall come about, and I want you to circle these that you're under. There was a time when I was under lots of these, and I've repented over many, many times, and I can tell you it's getting fewer and fewer. It says, but it shall come about if you will not obey the Lord your God to observe to do all his commandments and which he has commanded you and his statutes, which I command you, which I charge you today, that all these curses are going to come on you and overtake you. Okay, encircle the ones that you think you're under. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. In other words, wherever you go, you're cursed. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Now, is your food supply cursed? You have all the food you want. Cursed shall be the offspring of your body, the produce of your ground, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. That's your stuff. Everything you have is cursed. When I had a ministry farm, I had trailers, and I bought new beds, twin beds, new spreads, new lamps. And I tell you, cursed people living in those trailers trying to help them, everything in there was cursed before it was over. Because they were just cursed. Cursed shall be the offspring of your body. That means your kids are going to be cursed. And the produce of your ground, that's your garden, the increase of your herd, the young of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. So when you circle the ones that you think applies to you, go back and seek God about how to get in. And it'd be a generational thing, for sure. The Lord will send, now underline this, the Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke in all you undertake to do. Now the God's going to send it. You don't have to blame the devil anymore. The Lord will send upon you curses, confusion, and rebuke in all you undertake to do, until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly, and he tells you the reason, on the account of the evil of your deeds, because you've forsaken me. Lord, forgive me for forsaking you. The Lord will make the pestilence cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you're entering to possess it. there's the pestilence, there's sickness, and there's disease. Now I want you to read this again. The Lord will make the pestilence cling to you. Verse 22. The Lord will smite you with consumption, that's a wasting lung disease, and fever with inflammation. Is there inflammation in your body? With fiery heat, with the sword, with the blight, with mildew, and they'll pursue you until they perish. Mildew. I had a friend that had mildew. One of her son's bedrooms, her son's bedroom, had mildew on the walls, and she let him smoke pot in there. When I was raising my children, I had a son that when I was around, both of them obeyed, but even the youngest one that was into sin, I mean, I remember one time he was at church and it was a big auditorium and he was misbehaving over there and he looked back and he saw me and he went, bless his heart, before he died, I said, son, would you forgive me? I wasn't the kind of mother you could call up in my lap and tell me your problems. He said, oh, Mom, you do the best you know how. He said, I didn't want you to know my problems. Reason, because he knew I'd go into orbit. Anyway, but he was very merciful. With fever, you know, Jesus rebuked the fever, treated it like it was the demon in the New Testament, remember? With fever and with inflammation, with fiery heat, with the sword, with blight, and with mildew, there's candida, and it'll pursue you until you perish. The heaven which is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you iron. That's your prayers don't get answered. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down on you until you're destroyed. I have a gravel road that goes about a half a mile into my property. And when it's dry and there's no rain, I mean, it's powder and dust. The Lord shall cause you to be defeated before your enemies, and you'll go one way out against them, and you're going to flee seven ways. The blessing is the enemy's going to come against you, and he's going to flee seven ways. But the curse is the enemy's going to come against you, and you're going to flee seven ways before them, and you will be an example of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your carcasses will be food to all the birds of the sky and the beasts of the earth, and there'll be no one to frighten them away. Now, you say, your carcasses are going to be food. That's a type and shadow of the powers of darkness. The birds of the sky, remember the parable of the sower in Mark 4 and Luke 8 and Matthew 13, how Jesus gives the parable of the sower going out and sowing the word, and some of the seed fell beside the road, and the birds came and took it. And then later he explained it to the disciples that the demons were the birds. So, and then you say, and then 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be diligent, for your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, right? That means drink down, gulp down, and swallow up. So you're going to be food. You're going to be devil's food. You can have demons in you, but you can also be in the demons. Be swallowed up. When the Lord showed me this, I had this farm where I had all these crackheads and pimps and prostitutes and people that had come out of Satanism and all kinds of stuff. And I bought 90 fruit trees and put a drip system there, and somebody cut the irrigation lines. Somebody gave us a vacuum cleaner and somebody vacuumed up the dirt with it. And you just wanted to say, stupid! But you didn't. But you thought it. And I tell you, when God showed me that you can swallow people up, you know, in Galatians it says, brethren, see to it you don't bite and devour one another, lest you be consumed or eaten up by one another. And when the Lord showed me that, I was outside at the kennel, and I started spitting people out, and I went down about two dress sizes. You can eat people up in the spirit. Your carcasses shall be food to all the birds of the sky and the beasts of the earth. God says, brethren, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may swallow up. The Lord will smite you. Now, see this again. The Lord will smite you with the boils of Egypt, and with tumors, and with scab, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. Now, you can't be healed going to the world. But Jesus, the healer, can heal you when you find out why he's allowed that. Do you see that tumors and boils, scab and itch is a curse? It's incurable unless God heals it. So when you go to the world for answers, you're putting a Band-Aid on a spiritual problem. The Lord will smite you with madness. That's mental illness. That's dementia. That's schizophrenia. That's mental problems, anger. And with madness and with bewilderment of heart. Kind of sounds like depression, doesn't it? And you will grope at noon as the blind man gropes in darkness. So you see, here's an eye problem. And you will not prosper in your ways, but you will only be oppressed and robbed continually with none to save you. The further you go, the behinder you get. You're going to grope at noon, the brightest part of the day, as the blind man gropes in darkness. And you'll not prosper in your ways, but you'll only be oppressed and robbed continually with no one to save you. Now, the only one that's going to save you from all the mess you're in is Jesus. Nobody else. And so sometimes when we get to the absolute, I don't know why it is about us. As long as we can turn over a rock, we'll do it. But finally, when we get to the end of the wall and there's no help, no other way, we let go and let God do it. And that's what He's waiting for in a bunch of your lives, in all of our lives. Are you only oppressed and robbed continually? And with none to save you, you don't have a Savior here. But if Jesus, the Savior, steps in, when you find out why He's allowing this, then He will save you. You'll betroth a wife and another man will violate her. You'll build a house but not live in it. You'll plant a vineyard but not use its fruit. There you see divorce. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you'll not eat of it. Your donkey shall be torn away from you and not be restored, and your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you'll have none to save you. Now, we don't have sheep and we don't have animals, or maybe you do, but most of you don't. It's talking about your stuff, your possessions. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people while your eyes look on and yearn for them continually, but there'll be nothing you can do. And see, my son, when he was 18 years old, he moved to New York City. Model in New York City. And he said, Mom, if I met people on the street that I've had sex with, I wouldn't even recognize them. He got AIDS in New York City. Says your sons and your daughters should be given to other people. There's nothing I can do but pray. There's another eye problem. While your eyes look on and yearn for them continually. That's another eye problem. Yearning, grief, sadness, sorrow. A people who you do not know shall eat up the produce of your ground, there's demons, and all your labors, and you will never be anything but oppressed and crushed continually. Now, is that working in your life? God, Jesus is the answer. You shall be driven mad by the sight of what you see. You know, the devil's wanting to drive some of you crazy.
Yep.
The Lord will strike you on the knees and legs with sore boils. The Lord will do it. You see, the Lord's doing it. The devil's not even in here. God lets the devil do it. Explain. It's like God's refuge is like a big umbrella. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God will abide under the shadow and protection of the Almighty. So when I'm under God's umbrella, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, I'm safe. I step outside that umbrella, I'm right out there in Satan's territory, and the devil gets me. So when the Lord sends it, He just drops the hedge and says, sick 'em. You have no hedge of protection. From which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. The Lord will bring you and your king. That your king is who you set over us, over you. The Lord will bring you and your king, whoever's king besides Jesus, whom you set over you, to a nation which neither your fathers have known, and there you serve other gods of wood and stone. You will become a horror and a proverb and a taunt among all the people where the Lord will drive you. You shall bring out much seed to the field, but you're going to gather in little, for the locusts shall consume it. In other words, the bugs are going to eat your garden.
You shall plant and cultivate vineyards, but you shall not drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall devour them. Now, I had fruit trees this year, and I haven't looked for the answer to it, but squirrels got the green fruit. Not one fruit was on that tree. So that's some curse. I've had too many other things to deal with. So besides the squirrels eating the fruit, I didn't mind because I didn't want to deal with it anyway this year. It says, you shall have olive trees throughout your territory, but you will not eat of the... But you will not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives will drop off. You will have sons and daughters, and they will not be yours. They'll go into captivity. That's what happened to my son. I have one son that is such a joy and a delight to my life. And then I had another son that walked around with a pitchfork. But anyway, praise God, he's in heaven. Died in total peace. We were singing to him. You shall have sons and daughters, but they will not be yours. They go into captivity. The cricket shall possess your trees and the produce of your ground. The alien who is among you will rise higher and higher, and you'll go lower and lower. You see this right here happening in America right now. God says, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you'll be the tail. All these curses shall come on you and pursue you and overtake you until you're destroyed, because you would not obey the Lord your God by keeping his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. They will become a sign and a wonder against you and your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with a glad heart, joy and a glad heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore you shall serve your enemies. Now, Paul says your enemies aren't flesh and blood, but they're principalities and powers. Therefore you shall serve your enemies, who the Lord shall send against you. So you see, you don't have a demon problem, you've got a God problem. Is that right?
That's right.
It says, serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger and thirst and nakedness and the lack of all things, and he'll put an iron yoke on your neck until you're destroyed. Now there's only one yoke that fits your neck, and it's the yoke of Jesus.
Amen.
Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon your neck and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble, and you shall find rest for your soul. So the opposite is the yoke of iron. And you can't break an iron yoke off. The only yoke that'll break it is the yoke of Jesus. It says, "The Lord, therefore you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you." Now that's the opposite of Matthew 6:33 that says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the ends of the earth, as an eagle swoops down, a nation whose language you shall not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, who will have no respect for the old nor show favor to the young. The demons don't care how old you are. Moreover, the curse shall eat the offspring of your herd, the produce of your ground, until you're destroyed, who leaves you no grain, wine, or oil, or the increase of your herd, or the young of your flock. They have caused you to perish, until they've caused you to perish. The curse shall besiege you in all your towns, until your high fortified walls in which you trusted in come down throughout the land, and it shall siege you, and it shall besiege you in all your towns throughout your land, which the Lord your God has given you. Someplace in here, if you hear voices, it's a curse. And I don't know if it's this scripture or another. I don't read it before we get to the end. Anyway, I'll see. That's in verse 52. Then you shall eat the offspring. And this is what they do in Satanism. So you see how the degradation just goes downhill. Then you shall eat the offspring of your own body, the flesh of your sons and daughters, whom the Lord has given you in the siege and distress of which your enemy will oppress you. A man who is the man who's refined and very delicate shall be hostile toward his brother and toward the wife he cherishes and toward the children who remain, so that he will not even give even one of them any of the flesh of his children, which he will eat, since he has nothing else left during the siege and distress by which your enemy shall oppress you in your towns. The refined and very delicate woman among you who would not venture to set foot on her on the ground for delicateness and refinement shall be hostile toward her husband and toward her children whom she cherishes. Husband she cherishes, and toward her son and her daughter. There was a time that when my children were growing up, sounds like I'm a terrible mother, but anyway, this, the sound of their voices at the table made me want to go, ah! Thank God I've been delivered, but that curse was on me. It says, and toward their afterbirth, which issues between her legs, and toward her children whom she bears, and they eat afterbirth and do in satanic rituals. For she will eat them secretly for the lack of anything else. You know, if we don't turn to God, it's just downhill. We can be going, I know Randy was telling somebody, you're either going up with the Lord or you're going downhill. Ask yourself which way are you going. If you're not careful to observe all the words of this law, which is written in this book, to fear this honored and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring extraordinary plagues on you and your descendants, even severe and lasting plagues. So you see cancer runs in family, eye problems, disease, sickness, whatever's in your bloodline, eye problems, blindness is in my bloodline. Then the Lord will bring extraordinary plagues. The Lord is going to do it. And this is not just the only place. Some people say, well, we're just in the Old Testament. There's no curses anymore. Read the last scripture. Randy, read the last scripture. I believe it's in Revelation 21, says there won't be any curse anymore. While he's looking it up, you know, the blessings and curses in the New Testament is the Beatitudes, where God says, blessed, and he only has one curse, and that's you go into a spiritual prison when you're angry, when you don't love the Lord with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself.
Are you talking about where he says to Adam, did anything affect your way?
Yeah, that's a good one, but it has to do with there'll be no more curse. It may be in that same passage, the end of 21 or 22. Anyway, while he's looking for that, I'll just keep reading. Then the Lord will bring on you extraordinary plagues on you and your descendants, even severe and lasting plagues. So what's running in your bloodline? What's in your family? You know, it's something the forefathers have done, and you've done it too. Plagues and incurable chronic diseases. The Lord will bring back all the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid, and they'll cling to you. Now, Egypt is a type of the world. And in covenant, God took away sickness, but when we break covenant, he brought it back.
I've got it.
Okay, you found it? Okay.
It's Revelation 22, and in verse 3, it says, there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
That's right. So the curse ended. You say, well, you know, I don't believe in curses anymore. Will you ever get sick? You just read it's a curse. Did you read about confusion being a curse? Can Christians get confused? I mean, just read these things and say, as a Christian, okay, maybe I'm not saved. No, you're saved. But I'm saying, he's going to bring back all the diseases of Egypt, of the world, which you're afraid, and they're going to cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, he's going to bring on you till you're destroyed. In other words, all the diseases that have not yet been discovered. That's all the sicknesses. Then you shall be left few in number, whereas numerous as the stars of heaven, because you did not obey the Lord your God. It shall come about that as the Lord delighted over you to prosper you and to multiply you, so the Lord will delight over you to make you perish and destroy you, and you will be torn from the land where you're entering to possess it. And this is our land we have to possess. There's things in our life, what we have to possess is what we didn't possess as children. There's enemies in our land. We didn't deal with it correctly growing up or in our childhood. We let the sun go down on our anger. So the enemies in your land are the anger, fear, depression, perversion, addictions, whatever. You got to overcome it. Moreover, the Lord will scatter you among all the peoples of the end of the earth, to the end of the earth, and there you will serve other gods of wood and stone, which you know your fathers have not known. Among those nations you shall find no rest. And no rest is a curse, because the only way we can rest is to wear the yoke of Jesus, which is a picture of submission to his lordship. And there will be no resting place for the sole of your foot, but the Lord will give you a trembling heart. There you see heart palpitations or trembling heart. We need to look up these words in the Hebrew. Trembling heart, failing eyes. You see that failing eyes is a curse and despair of soul. Can Christians' eyes fail? Do you know any Christian that has, even when they get older, that their eyes are a little failing? So your life shall be hanging in doubt before you, and you'll be in dread night and day, and you'll have no assurance of your life. And in the morning you'll say, oh, I wish it were evening. And in the evening you'll say, oh, I wish it were morning, because of the dread of your heart, the dread of what your eyes see. Verse 68, the Lord will bring you back to Egypt. That's it, back to the world. You'll go back in ships by a way which I spoke to you. You will never see it again, and there you will offer yourself for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but there'll be no buyer. Nobody wants you. There's your rejection. Now, you know, reading some of these scriptures can think, oh, dear God, there's no hope for me. Is some of you thinking that? You're trying to turn the potter's wheel. Just get on the potter's wheel through submission to his lordship. He's the potter and you're the clay. And if you thought, oh, dear God, I'm in trouble, you've been trying to turn the potter's wheel. So you need to yield to the potter, because the potter does everything. He will establish you as a holy people unto himself, which he swore to you. And you can also go through Leviticus 26 and see curses. In the New Testament, the curses, the blessings is the Beatitudes. Blessed are this, blessed, 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 blessed. Happy, happy is another word. It says happy. And then it gives a spiritual prison that angry people go into, because the law is fulfilled when we love each other, love our neighbor as ourselves. And when you and I don't love our neighbor as ourselves, we break God's covenant and we go into a spiritual prison. Okay, stand up and let's ask the Lord. I hope this has been helpful. I hope you'll get home and get in the Word and devour the Word, and that's what I want to do myself. It's our only hope. Father, in Jesus' name, search my heart, test my thoughts. Let me know the truth, Lord, that sets me free. Is there anything that I need to let go of? My ideas, my intellect, my smartness, my arm of the flesh. So, Lord, let me know the truth that sets me free. And then when you're through repenting of whatever the Lord shows you, you can sit down and we'll just do some deliverance. You can just sit down when you're through. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for fear that you're going to kill me. Forgive me for being legalistic, performance-oriented. Lord, I thank you that you who have begun a good work in me will perform it into the day of the Lord Jesus. It's by your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you will not leave me as an orphan. Thank you that you won the battle at Calvary. Thank you that you put grace and mercy and peace on me to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. Forgive me for disobedience to your voice and your commandments. Lord, I ask you to break all these curses off me, and the ones I've circled, I ask you to show me why, anything specific I need to see, And Lord, even after I leave here today, I won't be delivered. But thank you for giving me some tools of how I can walk in victory and be an overcomer and walk in divine health. I just thank you and praise you, Lord. I just bless you. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Lord, we forgive our parents for everything we've confessed. Say it. And Lord, forgive me for everything we've confessed. Every word of Scripture that we've gone over, forgive me for violating your word. Lord, I want to align myself with your word. Lord, I've been the tail and not the head. I've only been oppressed and robbed continually with none to save me. Lord, the further I go, the behinder I've gotten. God, forgive me in Jesus' name that my possessions and children have been cursed because I've not set the proper example. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. And Lord, I repent of every sin you've shown me. I break soul ties with every person I've sinned with in the name of Jesus. Lord, I present my body to you, every person, I present my body to you as a living sacrifice. And you said I'll be transformed by the renewing of my mind in Jesus' name. Now, every demonic power that came in through the sins they've confessed, Lord, we ask you to start with Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow down through the bloodline, washing away any ground Satan's had in their life. Through the generational iniquities of the forefathers, we break generational curses, soul tie curses, cultural curses off of every person here and their children and their descendants. We say it goes no further in Jesus' name. We break soul ties with all of our forefathers that committed the same sins we just confessed. We call back our soul and human spirit from them. We send back their souls and human spirits back to them. We exchange their image for the image of Christ in Jesus' name. Now every demonic, every spirit that has devoured them, come out now. Lord, forgive me for not being sober and alert and diligent. The adversary of the devil has swallowed me up. I command the devil, spit every person out in Jesus' name. Every demon working in them through the sins they've confessed has to go now in Jesus' name. We break your power. Every spirit that keeps them from the Word of God, keeps them from understanding, comprehending, and retaining the Word of God has to go now. Every spirit that keeps them from, blocks them from being in the Word of God, you have to go now in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you that you sent your word to heal us. Forgive us for rebellion. Lord, we've been in darkness, misery and chains because we've rebelled against you. And Lord, you said we cry out to you in our affliction, and you said you sent your word to heal us. Lord, forgive us for having other healers and not you. In Jesus' name, we bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Give each person a love of the Word. Give us a greater desire for the Word. Give us a hunger for your Word. Lord, help us be people that walk in victory and overcoming in the name of Jesus. We forgive our forefathers for not knowing you. We forgive our forefathers for not giving us an example of being in the Word. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Take a deep breath and blow out in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. When you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that was me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control, and go and sin no more, Jerry McGee, and y'all too. God bless you.
Amen. This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.